The Southern Georgian Bay OPP Detachment Snowmobile Patrol was watching the Ontario Federation of Snowmobile Clubs, OFSC, trails on Wednesday and Thursday. Officers went out on sleds and logged over 30 hours, apparently checking over 100 snowmobilers for equipment, required licenses, registration and trail passes where applicable. Four separate Reduce Impaired Driving Everywhere, RID, programs were also held, with over 70 snowmobilers checked for signs of impairment. Police ended up charging two riders and warning another 19 with Motorized Snow Vehicle Act, MSVA, offenses, most of them due to invalid ownership permits on their snowmobiles. The minimum fine for not having a permit is $200 and a maximum of $1,000, according to police. There were no crashes reported or investigated while officers patrolled the trails. Police suggested that people should assume yes if they are wondering whether or not they need to purchase new registration stickers for their sled. According to the Motorized Snow Vehicle Act, a permit has a valid time period prescribed by regulations, registration numbers must be clearly displayed on motorized snow vehicles, and evidence of a permit must also be displayed. Snow vehicle registrations can be renewed by visiting a Service Ontario Centre in person or their website. How to stay safe on winter trails and ice? Police have recommended that people using snow motor vehicles should ride in control and to the trail conditions. Obey the posted speed limit. Never, ever drive impaired. No ice is safe ice. It is still early in the cold weather season, and police have advised that ice conditions are not ready for travel by foot or machine. People should check with local residents, ice hut operators, weather stations or any other reliable source before heading out onto potentially dangerous ice. Police have also recommended that riders wear all of the required safety equipment before heading out on the winter trails, including floater suits if travel on frozen water surfaces is planned. A fully charged cell phone and letting someone know where you're going is also a priority. The OFSC Trail Guide is available for any snowmobilers planning to go out this weekend.